A person's poor, but he's a rusher and he's a real wicked person. That he holds back his daughter that's of age to get married and hold her back. Don't let her get married. Why? Because she wanted to work in the house. That's called the Rosh Orim. You're smart, but you have to think it over. The Yom Rav Kana, Mishum Rav Akiva, have a Zoyim Min HaYoyetzcho. You have to be careful from people that give you bad advice. Lufi Darkoi. That give you advice for their Hanorashes, Lahanosoi. Like over here. The father is advising his daughter not to get married because the father wants her to work for him in the house. Not for her own sake, but for his sake. So be careful for such people. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Hamas yes bitel zaken, if somebody marries off his nice young daughter to a way older person, or else be Hamas ye isha lebnoi katan, you let your daughter, your young son, under bar mitzvah get married, which the clear is there's no kedusha midiraisa. A father cannot marry off his son. It's only his daughter he can marry off. Then he totally speaks out. By kolponim, it's not called real znus. If you set her aside for it, it's something, but you shouldn't do this. For Yamasi Isha, if you marry off your young son, you marry him off. Or else, for Yamasir Aveda Lakusi, if you take out your own precious time and return an Aveda to a guy, Allah is Aveda's Akim is Mutter. You're not Mechuyu to give it back. The first one speak out, even though there are cases in Yerushalmi is brought down, that the Yerchanan once returned an Aveda to a guy. So the answer here it means, if it will take you a lot of time, you're going to have to waste your precious time from stop doing your mitzvahs and learning, there it's not kedai to waste your time to give back the Aveda to the guy. For the case where it won't take away your time, then there's a Kiddush Hashem involved. If you go pick up the guy's Aveda and return it to him, it could be then you'll be mutter. You're making a Kiddush Hashem. Here the Gemara says it's a terrible thing to do. Here it means that you're wasting your time. Then it's not kedai. The Amachzer Aveda Lekusi Olav Akasvayim. The pasuk says the man swayes a rov es atzmeya. Like you're adding a chet to a thirsty, eating him, giving him drinking. Lo yevah Hashem slech. Hashem will not want to forgive you. These things are terrible things to do to hold back your daughter and to marry you off to an older person. Meisnei Adakash. It says oyev es ishtoi. Somebody really loves his wife, kagufay. He's supposed to love her like yourself. For you have mechabda yoysen kagufay. To give her respect, covered, you're supposed to do it more than yourself. What does it mean to respect? I don't know what it means to stand up for her. Rashi says, tachlis. But tachshitim noyim, you gotta buy nice jewelry. You want to mechabda your wife, it means with nice jewelry. For you mechabda yoysen kagufay. You want to give a covered, buy your jewelry, Rashi says. We have madrich. Right. More than you have. More than you have. Her watch should be nicer than your watch. You teach your children, your daughter and son, to go on the right way. You marry them off. Somach lepirkin means right before they become bas mitzvah, bar mitzvah, right before they come of age, you marry them off. Young, before they have the taiva's nus. They'll never have taiva's nus. It's all about kasam. You, the pasuk says, Yadate ki shalom alecho, be peaceful in your oil in your tent. You come home to your nice livings. There won't be any chet. Here the question is, here it's masked. If you marry off your son before he's bar mitzvah, it's a good thing. And before we said no, if you marry off your son when he's a katan, it's called the man slicer rov et atzmeya. Kumarim says the Torah says, somach lepirkin shani. When is it also if your son is young, he's only 11 years old? But here, where he's 12 and a half years old, he's almost bar mitzvah, here it's okay already. Here already has his das, if he gives him a wife, he'll know how to take care of her. Turn around, Rabbonin. Somebody loves his neighbors. He makes his own relatives closer to him, closer to Hashem. You marry your daughter's, your sister's daughter. Your niece, mishpacha, be makarev them. You lend a poor person a dollar, a seller. The Shah's doctor, when he needs it, he needs that money. All of our customers, in the pasuk says, or Sikra Hashem Yana, he will cry to Hashem, and Hashem will listen to him. These chosnis are terrible. These are big things of Avas Chesed, keeping us together. Torah Rabbonim, the pasuk says, Oisoi V'yetem. It says here, when a man lives with his mother-in-law, so it says, you get Tzreifa. That if you're married, you have your wife, and now you live with her mother, your mother-in-law, you get tzreifa. So says the pasuk, "Oisoi him, the husband, the yes hen and her, the mother in law, they deserve shreifa. So we darshin oisoi the es achas nihen, one of the two. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, when you're living with your wife, she's mutter to you. Only the mother, your mother in law, is also to you. So you get miso because of your mother in law. Rabbi Akiva Roimer oisoi the yes shtehem. No, it means both of them get shreifa. So who is it talking about? Because it's talking about when you marry, when you live with your mother-in-law and with her mother, your mother-in-law's mother. So then both of them receive shreifa. My benayah, what's the machlokes here? Amrabaya mashmoyah zoshnika benayah. Yes, have you darshan? Is the pasuk going on the mother's mother also? Or no, it's only going on your mother-in-law. And oisoy, the yesen just means one of them. But from this pasuk you can learn out that your mother-in-law's mother is also offered to you. We have Yishmael Savano, Oysa V'yetem, when the Pasuk says, if you live with your mother-in-law, Isha V'yimo, it says, Oysa V'yetem, we give the man, the husband, Shreifa, and the mother-in-law, Shreifa. Tidashim's Oysa V'yetachas Mi'er, no, only one of the two, meaning where you're only living with your mother-in-law, so your wife is Mutter, there's no Misa on your wife. You're only Chai, only the mother-in-law's also. She came Beloshin Yivoni, Kurin Liachas Hino. One means Hino. So Oysa V'yes Hain, like Hain Haino, means one. If so, how do I know V'yein Chamoysoi? How do I know to say that your mother-in-law's mother is also to you? This is the kasha we once had before. How do we know it? If it's not in this pasuk, then how do we know she's also? Marin says, how do we know this from? V'yein Chamoysoi Midrasha. See, that's from Midrasha. Not from this pasuk of Oysa V'yesen. So the Kiva Savar, Oysoi V'yeshen, is Oysoi V'yeshteyim. He also says, no, it means him, the husband gets Shreifa, and Shteyim, both of them get Shreifa. Who's both of them? The mother-in-law and her mother. If you live with both of them, they both have a Chiyah Shreifa. Shteyim, V'yeim Chamoysoi, Hochik Siva. And so, in this Pasuk, I learn out that your mother-in-law's mother is also to you. Rav Roma Chamoysoi Liyacha Misig Benayim, no. Rav says we do not learn out your mother-in-law's mother, but it's only going back and leaving it on your mother-in-law. And the Chiddush is, what's the double Oshin? That your mother-in-law is also to you even after your wife dies. Even after your wife dies, still you're also to marry your mother-in-law. Rabbi Shmuel Sava Chamoysoi Liyacha Misig B'Sreifa. If you live with your mother-in-law after your wife dies, you're still Chai Sreifa. If you keep a sovereign through the Almano, the Pasuk is not included in this Pasuk, so therefore we do not give you Sreifa, it's only an Issa B'Yalma. If you get Misa, now it doesn't say clearly. If I call upon him an Issa, there would be. Now Misha says, V'Elo HaNerogim. These are the people that deserve Hariga, that's Pesayif with the sword. HaRatzeich, if you kill somebody. V'Yanshi Yeronidachas, the people of the Yeronidachas that worship the Avodah Zarah, they get Sayif. Now, Roitzeach, what did the Roitzeach a murderer? Sheikas Rieu Bievna Gabarzel. That you killed them with a stone or with a metal, it has to be that stone and that metal had the potential to kill him. That when you threw it like you knew it was going to kill him, then you're chayiv. But if that small stone really was not supposed to kill him, just by accident it killed him, you'd be potter. We'll see in the Gemara. Another case of murder is the Kovash Olav Latechamayim. Kovash means you're holding him down. The person is in the swimming pool and you're holding his head down, not letting him come up until he dies. You're called a murderer, Yechayiv Misa. Or the Teichor, if a person is in the fire and he wants to come up and you're holding him down, that's also called a Maisa Misa. The Chiddush is, even though you did not throw him there, but just the Maisa of holding him down is also called a Maisa Misa. V'eina Yochol Alas Misham, he cannot come up because you're holding him there, Umeis, and he dies there, Chayiv. That's called a Maisa Hariga. What about Dochvo Techanayim? You threw somebody into the swimming pool. Or the Techor, or you threw somebody into the fire. But V'yochol Alas Misham, that person really, if he wouldn't have been the Tiyayish given up, he could have gotten up. He had his own power to get up. And he didn't. He just decided to stay there ready, Umeis, and he died. So Potter, then you're Potter from Misa. That's not called a Maisa Misa. It's not your action that actually killed him. You're only your grummer. You caused him to die, true. But you did not do the Maisa Riga. You're Potter, you're not Chayiv Misa. A murderer is, he has to do an action, a Maisa Riga. What about Shisa by Sekelim? Let's say you get a dog, you arouse a dog upon somebody. Or else Shisa by Yasanochas, you arouse a snake
to go and bite somebody, potter. You're potter again, you're only a grummer, you caused the dog to go, but the actual maisa riga was the dog bit him and killed him. The snake bit him and killed him. It's not your action, it's their action, you're potter. What about hishech b'yas anachish? You take the snake in your hand, and the snake has its wide mouth open, and you put it right onto the person, and the snake then bites him. That, Rabbi Yehuda Mechai, Rudy says, yes, that's a maisa riga. For that, Yechai, it's like you're taking the gun and you're shooting him. The Chomim still says no, Poitrim, still no. The final bite is the snake itself is doing it. It's not your koyach. You're only putting the snake to the person. But the final bite is still the snake. That's not called your action. You're potter, you're not called a murderer. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Sforas are. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says like this, Mifnei Mala Nemru Yad B'Bazel. The Pasuk says Yad by an Evan, but not by Bazel. Why does it say the word a handle of metal? The Torah says, Shah Bazel Meimus B'Cholshu. No matter how small the metal is, if you kill somebody with it, you're Chayiv Misa. When do we have to look if that stone was big enough only by stones or other objects? There it's doubtful whether it had the power to kill him. But Bazel metal can kill. The Gemara says, Tani Nam Yochi, Rebbe Yoyma, Gol of Yidul of Nimi Shoma, Boy Yoylam, because Baruch Hu knows, Shah Barzal Mamus, a sword, a knife, no matter how small it is, if you stick it in the right place, it'll kill him. The Cholshu, the figures therefore are Nitnu Torah by Shir. The Torah did not give a Shir how big your weapon of a knife, of metal is. But Vahani Nidhi, what are we talking about? The Barzal Mamus, if you stabbed him with a knife, you can have a 2-inch knife, but if you stabbed him in his, simonim, in his heart, that then you chayv misa. Because if you stab a person, no matter how small it is, it could kill him. Then the Mishnah says, "V'kavash olav l'tegamayim." You hold somebody down in the water. Reish revusa kamashmo v'seif revusa kamashmo. They're both teaching us chedushim here. Reish revusa kamashmo, where he can't get up. Afa gav delav yildach. Even though you did not throw him into the water, he was there by himself. Just you're holding him down in the mikvah. Kiva the enyochol ala. Since you're causing, he cannot get up. Misham al meis chayiv. That's called a meisariga. Sefer Rebus Kamashmon, the Alpha God the Doch, even though you threw him into the water. Kivan the Yeholalis, since he himself really had the power to get up. Just he's lazy and he's staying there, Misham Umeis Potter. There your Potter, it's not called your action, it's not called your Maisariga. Kov Asminon, how do we know this Kiddush now? That if you hold somebody down under the water and he dies, there you're Chayim. The Chorus, not the Maisariga. Still, it's the water that's killing him. You're only your grummer. By if you only cause Misa, you're not Chayim Misa. How do I know Kovash holding him down under the water is called an action of killing? Or Mashmul Demokrat, you need a pasuk for this. The pasuk says, Oy Bieva. If you kill somebody Bieva when you're angry, L'rabba is a mitzamsing. By holding him in that place, if you hold him still and that's why he dies, since you're the one that's holding him down, that's in the pasuk, Oy Bieva Yechai for this. But who garbed there was a man, the mitzamsama lechayusa dechavi bishimusha, that he held down, he tied down his friend's animal in the sun. Umeitzim, the animal died because of that. He was a mitzamtzim, an animal in the sun, and it died. So is the person chayv or not? Ravina Machayev says yes. It's called a maisa mazik. You killed his animal. You chayv to pay him the value of the animal. Ravacha Rav Potter, no. There's no chiddush of mitzamtzim by a mazik, only by misas adam. What's the pshat? Ravina Mechayev Kal V'Chayma. Umar Ratzech Madach, when a man goes to kill another person by holding him down in the water. Shlo Yosef Boshoyle Kemezit. V'yaynis Kirotzoin. Chayev, that when you kill somebody, if you do it B'Shoydeg, you're potter from Misa. You only Chayev Misa if you do it B'Mezit. Still, Metzamtzim, holding the person down in the water is called a Maisariga. Chayev Boy, Esa Metzamtzim. There's a special part that says if you hold him down, you're Chayev. If so, Nizokim.